Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. Follow us on Apple and Spotify. Johnson & Johnson, NYSE, J&J, UBS MedTech, Tools & Genomics Summit Conference Call August 15, 2023 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Johnson & Johnson, J&J, has talked about their advancements and challenges at the UBS MedTech, Tools, and Genomics Summit. The top of the list was the evolution of the electrophysiology, EP, market, and international need, and particularly, the challenges of reaching patients with atrial fibrillation, AF. Unfortunately, only 5% of the AF population that should have an ablation receives it due to various reasons, like complex referral systems or illness progression, making it an opportunity for J&J. The company aims to improve access to treatment, reduce procedure times, and provide information and education about AF to expedite diagnosis and get patients to treatment sooner. The company spoke positively about further market growth, particularly from emerging markets, where AF-treated patients need to move from current 1-2% to a 5% area, stat. However, to reach their target, the 5,000 Carlos systems should provide physicians the latest innovation for greater access to treatment and care. They see increases in diagnosing AF patients and further innovation enabling better success rates and greater access to care, fueling future growth. The key takeaway is the emphasis on convergence of technology and technique to drive improved results consistently. While the technology, such as portable field ablation, PFA, is crucial, varying techniques like different waveforms and pulse recipes greatly affect outcomes, and these techniques can vary from one company to another. The patient's safety and effectiveness are the main focus points while developing products. Also, the team acknowledges the importance of items such as contact force, which, coupled with PFA, could lead to better results. The challenge is to ensure continued high safety and provide effectiveness and efficiency for patients. Products should be differentiated based on the type of catheter used, yet maintain a high standard of safety and effectiveness. Furthermore, the increase in technology use raises the question of navigability. Are we heading in the right direction with technology use for treatment processes? The summary ends with an optimism about PFA development and the portfolios they have designed based on over 20 years of experience and expertise in cardiac ablation. However, there is acknowledgement that there is still a lot of work needed to raise effectiveness levels on a par with radiofrequency ablation, RF. Celine Martin and Danielle Antalfi discussed the vast range of products offered by their organization, including their advancements in the cardiovascular space. They recognize that there is a strong preference among physicians to use their technology due to familiarity and proven success. Celine noted that their company is agnostic to the source of innovation and is fortunate to have a robust R&D division. They are focusing on atrial fibrillation, AF, innovations that address stroke risks and heart failure, like their LeafCos technology. They recently acquired NuVision and look to expand it within the field and capitalize on adjacencies in structural heart and heart failure. Danielle asked about the role of artificial intelligence, AI, in ablation solutions. Anthony Hong replied that AI is crucial for tailoring treatment to patients, as no two patients are alike. They are using CartNet, a cloud-based database, to examine various factors that influence outcomes. This information helps physicians make appropriate decisions about treatment. Key takeaways: 1. The company is focusing on developing technologies in cardiovascular health, primarily in improving stroke risks and heart failures. 2. Their source of innovation is agnostic, with a stronghold in their R&D department. 3. Artificial intelligence is being integrated into current ablation procedures to provide tailored treatments for patients, as it understands that every patient is different. Positives: rectifying stroke risks and heart failures has been seen as a positive stride for the company. The use of AI in improving patient outcomes is another positive aspect of the organization. Challenges: although advances are being made, the company might face potential challenges in broadening the scope of NuVision and LeafCos technology, and issues may also arise with the AI integration into current procedures.